Jerry, obviously bitterly disappointed, but take positives from that.
Listen, you can't really tell what positives when you beat 5-1. I mean, we lose a goal, two goals after 3-4 minutes, and that sets the tone for the day. You cannot come to a place like East End Park. Doesn't matter what players are missing. You know, we've got to learn about the players that were here today. Never mind the players that weren't there. We've no control over that. But you know, it's a steep learning curve for the players that played today. We can't come to places and go two goals down after 3-4 minutes, because you're going to give yourself a mountain to climb.
Be something you expected from the start as well, for them to comply with the whole plan, so presumably you'd have been ready for it.
We'd lost four goals today for cross balls into our box and them scoring in the centre of our goal, and that's something that, you know, we can't allow to happen. It doesn't matter, you know, the personnel that's playing, it's about learning outcomes. You know, it doesn't matter that we've got eight or nine players missing, that's irrelevant. The players will come back, but today for the players that's played, it's about a learning outcome. And you're right, for the first 5 minutes of the game, 10 minutes of the game, we've got to be more streetwise, more cleverer, and where we're going to play the game of football. You know, and we try to pass the ball straight away for the outset, and we get nicked, and then Dunfermline, you know, suddenly it's from a personal mistake, but individual mistake, sorry, but suddenly they're 1-0 up after a minute. And that's a hard day back here at East End Park.
In terms of getting those boys back, any sort of time frame?
Well, hopefully we'll get four or five of them back on Tuesday. So four or five of them were back Tuesday. So and then obviously the three injured lads, I think two of them are possibly going to be back for the Clyde game, the first league game of the season. So that will give us, you know, real options and real depth in the squad, which we've not had in this League Cup. But as I say, that's nothing to do with the day. Today's about learning about the players that were here, and, you know, we've got to learn for a real harsh lesson that we've got today.
The game, it would have been easy maybe to, you know, hide out there, but it didn't really dip off.
No, they did. Listen, they gave us everything. Do you know, you've only got one nominated sub on the bench, and, you know, you're asking them to play in this for 90 minutes, the best part of them. So, but that's, we knew that when we put together the squad for Tuesday night and today, that was going to be the case. But, you know, I can't ask the players, and if anything, it's probably got them fitness levels. You know, it's got them a good 90 minutes. Big Chris Siverson, there wasn't a plan to play him 90 minutes today, but he's ended up playing 90 minutes, and hopefully he'll be better for that. You know,
looking ahead to Partick on Tuesday night, obviously nothing really straightforward from a Suns point of view, but what sort of game are you expecting in that?
Exactly similar to today. Do you know, I went and watched Partick in Dunfermline. Do you know, when Partick beat Dunfermline 4-2, and I thought for the first 25 minutes Partick were excellent. They passed the ball very, very similar to Dunfermline, playing a similar, you know, way in terms of getting it forward, pass, you know, ball through the lines. So we know we're going to have to go up against that and Tuesday night. But listen, we've got players back on Tuesday night, and that's undoubtedly going to help us. We need to give the players some game time before a week on Saturday, or 2 weeks today, sorry, in the cup game. So we'll freshen things up on Tuesday night and get these players that have been out for a long time, or the last 10 days certainly, and get them back playing.
I checked with you on Tuesday, but I take it the guys that had COVID are still doing all right and going through recovery.
They're good. I mean, I think the one or two of them just suffering a wee bit chest, so we just need to be careful with that. And that's just the effects of COVID, isn't it? So we'll take the advice of the medical staff, and hopefully we can get most of them playing on Tuesday night, because it's important to get, that's our last game before Clyde, so it's important that we get some game time in our legs and then get some training, you know, over the three sessions in the Thursday, the Tuesday and the Thursday before the Clyde game. And once we've got a squad back, you know, in League One, you know, I've always said that I feel confident in that, but today could have been miles better, you know, and I'm disappointed with a lot of things today, and you can't as a manager stand after 5-1 and have any positives about that. So.
Have you got any plans for the free Saturday next week?
No, not at this moment in time. I've got to be conscious that players have, you know, done a lot of training and played under, you know, a lot of game time, probably more game time than I would have hoped, because of the people that's been missing. So we might just balance it and see who needs a wee bit more and who probably needs a wee bit of rest as well, because we've asked a lot of players. So I see most teams are changing, rotating from game to game. We've not been able to do that for obvious reasons, so we'll just assess that over the next week.
Thanks for your interest.
Thank you.